Happy Saturday and welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. We're getting set, Shockers and Barons. Game 5, a 6-game set. I'm Javik Blake. Grant Castellan's bringing the music, and we're joined by Shane Smith for today's pregame interview. Shane, appreciate the time.
Yeah, of course. Good to be here.
What are your thoughts on the music that Grant's bringing over here? You like it, not like it? You think you can do a little better?
It's a nice addition to stretch in this part of the season on a Saturday. It's nice.
One of the big things, too, so late in the season, but you guys in a big playoff run. What's it like out there with the pitching staff out there during stretch? How fun is it being in this run?
It's been great. We've definitely had our hard times this year, and we stuck together through that, and sticking together through the good times feels a lot better, too.
You said it, a couple of rough patches, but this is a team that throughout the second half has been playing terrific baseball. How much does that feel like all that hard work has paid off with what has been a big-time stretch run? Obviously, still some work to do to get to the playoffs, but absolutely, has to feel good.
Yeah, it feels great. It feels great to stick it out in those hot summer days in Biloxi and wherever else we go, and looking forward to fishing off in a good way.
You're a New England kid. How you been adjusting to the heat? Because you and I are from Massachusetts. It is never this warm in Massachusetts.
No, it's definitely an adjustment. Even coming here and it's 85 and sunny with no humidity, it feels like the fall and fall back home. So, you get used to it after 4 or 5 months, so it's not too bad now.
How have you been adjusting to that on the mound as well? Because obviously that's something that has to affect you out there when you're going through a start and it's warm, you're sweating your butt off out there.
Yeah, it's tough. I was never a rosin guy before this, and now I got sleeves on to try and soak up some sweat and use the rosin like it's the answer. So
last night, you had a big milestone, 100 strikeouts in the season. First time you've done it in your career. One of just a handful of guys in the lead to do it this year. And you joined Jacob Mizrowski. He's the only other Shocker to do it this year. How big of a milestone is that for you to hit in a year where it's been a wild year? You started out in the bullpen, now in the rotation, and up to 100 punchouts.
It's a great accomplishment, absolutely. Just to be healthy throughout the year and, like you said, go from the pen to starting and showing myself that, I can be healthy for a year and throw well for the year is a huge accomplishment.
And not only have you been in the rotation and in a big way dominating throughout the second half of the year, but you just said it, healthy throughout the year. That was something that hampered you throughout your college career. How nice it just to be fully healthy and finally just get to let that arm go loose for a full season.
It feels great. It feels great. It's a lot of work with the trainers and the strength staff. They've been great with working with me and what I know and how I feel, and working with Will and Paul in the pitching coaches and just kind of giving them updates about how I feel. They've been great looking after me all year. So,
how big of a boost is that confidence-wise for you when you're having a season like this and your health, and just knock on wood, is the way it is?
It's great. It's great. It's something I haven't felt in a couple of years since probably my freshman year of college. So it's kind of a new feeling, which stinks, but it's also a great feeling in that way.
And you've turned out a terrific 2024 season. 16 starts into the rotation. It has been a dominant move to the rotation. What's that been like for you out in the mound, learning to be a starter and then having the great results to go along with it?
It's definitely an adjustment coming from the pen. Pen, you got 1 to 2 innings, and you kind of have to be – you got to be real sharp. Starter kind of gives you that a little bit of leeway in innings 3, 4, 5, and I think I find my flow or my rhythm in those innings, but it's been a great adjustment, and I've loved every second of it.
What's that learning period been like of facing guys a second time through the order and learning how to navigate through an order a second time, and like you said, those innings 3, 4, 5, and 6?
It's just kind of knowing what pitches they like and knowing my strengths and not veering too much away from my strengths and not playing into theirs as much. I'm working with Darian Miller and Nick Cale, and we're cooking up a game plan beforehand and then adjusting as the game goes on.
How much do you enjoy all the prep work that goes into being a starter?
I like it. I like having some idea about what hitters do, but not getting too bogged down in it and playing my game and going out there and executing.
What's been the big thing for you that's really led to this dominance here as a starter, an ERA that's right around 3 as a starter for, as you said, really your first full season healthy in baseball in a couple of years?
I think it's just about pounding the zone a lot of the time. There's been some starts this year where I let a runner on and the wheels start to fall off a little bit, so that's been a learning curve. But keeping your head cool, executing one pitch at a time, and taking one inning at a time.
Second half of the year, you've also added a sweeper to the mix. You did it right around mid-June. What was it like adding a fourth pitch to your rotation out there on the mound?
It's definitely new. A new feel that I haven't discovered beforehand. So I've had the curveball and the slider or the cutter, bullet, whatever you want to call it. But sweeper's been a nice addition, just another offering that it can give guys, give them a new look. The execution is still a question in my mind, at least, but just finding the feel for that's been big.
What was the process of adding a pitch like that?
It's just the idea of, again, giving those guys another offering, and if I get through an order a third time, and just maybe a strike sealer, swing and miss when I can get it, but just give them some different look other than the heater and the curve and the slider.
How long did it take you to add the pitch? I know Justin Yeager talked about adding a sweeper and said it took him almost 5 days to put it in the mix. Was it that short of a time frame for you as well?
No, Yeager did his real quick, which was awesome. But we brainstormed a little bit. It probably took me a good 2 or 3 weeks to use it, and then there was an outing where I couldn't throw anything else but, and that was my first time throwing it against Rocket City a couple weeks ago. So like some days it's on, some days it's off, but it's just kind of finding when and how to use it.
Well, again, you're still a guy with not a lot of track record in pro ball. You're just in your first, really second full season here of pro ball. How much confidence does this give you going into 2025, knowing you've put a great season under your belt here in Double A again in just your second full year of pro ball?
It's definitely a good feeling to put, you know, my best foot forward in a full year and being in the starting role. But 2025, in my mind, is a long time away. So it's finishing this year, having a good offseason, and then rolling into spring training.
Shane, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, Jim.
We're back after this in the Shackers Radio Network.